Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains.
Before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg's plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States. He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop it here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
Everybody, how you doing? It's Joseph Gibson, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. How's everybody doing tonight? I wasn't going to do a show tonight, but I wasn't sure if we were going to get, you know, touch up on our last show where we had Jeannie from the state of Connecticut. Jeannie and Dr. Ventura during our last show, we got cut off at the end, basically. And I'm sad for that, but, yep, that's what Block Talk does. They tell me, they give me 2 hours. And you see, I extended the show to 2 hours, and those 2 hours went by very quick, if we all can recollect. Thursday's show was awesome. Great show. You know, Jeannie wanted to talk, you know, she opened the floor to everyone, and that's what happens when you do that on this program. This program attracts many different opinions, and I invited Dr. Ventura on the show that night, and he is, he does have a doctorate in theology. And he's kind of licking his chops because he kind of won the argument there. And the well, it wasn't an argument, it was a discussion with Jeannie. You know, Jeannie practices astrology. She has knowledge in astrology. And we talked about the spiritual world. And she asked some questions to the guest, you know, why don't you banish the spirit that was contacting this individual? And banish, you know, it's not banish, you rebuke the spirit. But anyway, that's the word she used. And Peter actually explained to her doctrinally. And Mike from Wisconsin called in and explained how his twin brother, who died at birth, okay, sits at the end of his bed at the end of the night. Well, we all know children, when especially newborn children, you know, obviously babies don't know sin. They don't know right from wrong. The Bible speaks of this very prolifically, okay? Children are automatically saved by grace, okay? They don't know right from wrong. They don't know sin. And the parable where Jesus talks about a child that sat in his lap, Jesus said, whoever hurts these little ones who know nothing shall have no place in the Father's kingdom. Okay, because a child sat in his lap, and that's a story in the Bible. I don't have my Bible in front of me, and I'm not going to quote it word for word, but that is the parable where Jesus, you know, where a child sat in his lap, and he says, whoever shall hurt these little ones will have no place in my Father's kingdom. Okay? Children are saved by grace automatically. They already, and if a child dies at birth or dies before they know sin, a 4-year-old, 3-year-old, what have you, before they know sin, they are automatically saved by grace according to Scripture. So therefore, Michael's brother that he called in, Mike called in last week. He spoke about his brother Russell. Your brother Russell is in heaven, okay? He is in heaven waiting for you. Has he appeared in angelic form? Has he become because angels do, the angels, we know about angels. No, they don't have wings, okay? They don't have wings. Nowhere in the Bible does an angel have wings. But there are angels that do come on earth. And they prophesize to us. Some people have angels and they don't even know it. Guardian angels, we've heard of that. That's true. That is biblical. However, there's no such thing as a ghost that's going to sit at the end of your bed appearing to be someone else. If he is, it's demonic. It's an imposter. Okay? And the Bible speaks very clearly about witchcraft, looking to the stars, sorcery, okay, and stuff like that. Just like our holiday coming up, Christmas, that we all celebrate. Jeremiah chapter 10 talks about the Christmas tree. They fasten their tree to the ground and deck it with silver and gold. Do not be dismayed by the heathen, because they cannot hurt you. Okay, that is witchcraft. That is the black-robed priests. Now, we talk about exchanging gifts. Yes, when Jesus was born, We exchanged gifts. Okay? We gave gifts to the king. Jesus was not born on December 25th. Okay? Nobody knows the day Jesus was born. And I'm only discussing this because we're coming up on Christmas. And you must understand, December 25th is a Roman Catholic holiday. December 25th is the day that the sun is closest to the earth, believe it or not. Okay? And it's the winter solstice. It's a Roman Catholic ritual. Jesus was born in October sometime. We don't know the exact day, but if you read your Bible, you will understand that winter comes in Israel in October. Okay? And it was in winter when the wise men came and professed they found the king that was to be born, that was prophesied, and that was Jesus Christ. Okay? So Christmas is only a ritual and a pagan holiday. However, if you're taking Christmas and you want to exchange gifts, give gifts to family, and I understand that, but you need to also recognize that Christmas is a holiday that we must give thanks to the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. Okay? It's not about Saint Nick. It's not about Santa Claus, a mystical creature, mystical being that never existed. Well, actually, he did exist. Christopher Claus was an individual that did go around in the month of December. Actually, the day was December 6th. If you research your history, he did go around and give gifts. I think it was December 6th or 7th. I could be wrong. It's been a long time since I studied this subject, so I could be a couple days off here, folks. But Christopher Claus was actually an individual, but he didn't drive in a sleigh, and moose or reindeer did not pull him around the earth and drop gifts off at every child's house. However, Christopher Claus was a real individual who did give to the poor on, it wasn't December 25th, I just told you what December 25th actually was. But Christopher Claus, I believe it was December 6th. I really should go back in my notes if I can find them. I remember studying this subject, Christmas, you know, all about Christmas and where it originated from. And if you really understand where Christmas originated from, you'd be horrified. You know, the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church is an evil church that has prosecuted many, many Christians. Persecuted many, many Christians throughout the years. You know, you really need to understand your history. But anyway, back to the show we had where we talked about the mysticalism and ghosts and stories and ghost tales. Hey, look, I'm not criticizing anyone who spoke that night, but I will say this, Jeannie who called in, who was the guest of the show, you know, I would like to hear more from her and get more background. But if she's afraid of anyone challenging her, then that's fine. Then let's not take calls. Let's just let her speak. You know what I mean? I mean, because I feel like maybe she might have been offended by Dr. Ventura. And that's not right, you know, because we're supposed to feed off of each other's knowledge. And Jeannie did say in the show, hey, I want to hear from everyone. What's your opinion? And we called Dr. Ventura and we got a biblical opinion on this. Am I right or wrong, folks? We obtained a biblical opinion on this. And actually, it's not an opinion because like Dr. Ventura always says, there's a positive and negative. When you open your car hood to your car on your car battery, what do you have? You have positive and a negative. There's no we can all get along and we're all right. There's a right and a wrong, okay? You know, and I want to bring something up before I get to the callers. I see one caller already, Mike, and we got a couple people on the line here tonight, which I hope they press one. I got some new callers on the line tonight. I hope they press one, but I see one of my supporters here, and I always pay attention to my supporters first. You really need to understand, you know, when you start talking theology and religion, it really gets debateful, and because people are really convicted, and they have their own interpretation of what things are and what they're supposed to be. It could divide families. It could divide friends. But you have to understand there's a right and a wrong. Like I just said, there's a positive and a negative, whether you like it or not. You know, it's not we're all right and let's just get along. That's not the way it works, folks. You know, and we need to understand that. And Peter brought the facts to the table last week. He did. And if you go back and listen to the show, he actually proved Jeannie wrong many times, biblically speaking. And we asked Jeannie if she believed in the Bible. And she said, yes, but I don't believe it's all there. That's not so. How could you believe in something, but it's also not all there? You don't believe God is powerful enough to preserve his word for all man to see? What kind of God do you believe in? Put him in a paper bag. He can't get out. Okay? What kind of God do you believe in? I believe God is powerful enough to preserve his word for all man to see, like he promised. And that's why, real quick, before I get to the callers, I just want to say one thing. Three. Triplicate. Three in the Bible means creation. Okay? This is what's so interesting about the Bible. It answers so many scientific questions. Three is creation in the Bible. Trifecta. Let's look at the egg. You have the eggshell. You have the egg yolk, and you have the egg white. Three. You have three. It creates something, okay? And we can go on with many different examples, you know, earth, wind, and fire. We can go on with water, fire, and earth. You know, I mean, we could talk many, you know, the moon, the sun, and the earth. You know, we could talk many, many different things. But three in the Bible is creation. Seven in the Bible is completion. And God wrote his word seven times in the Bible. Seven times. Okay? And seven is the number of completion. And isn't that strange how God completed his word seven times as prophesied in the book of Psalms? How did the book of Psalms, the prophet who wrote this book, know thousands of years ago that God, as was told in the book of Psalms, I will magnify thy word seven times to be complete? Well, the Bible has been translated seven times throughout history. Seven times, folks. Seven. The last translation was English, and that was in the year 1611, the King James Bible in the year 1611. It was translated the seventh time and hasn't been translated any more or any other way since then. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it? Okay? I mean, the Bible answers itself. All you've got, you know, a lot of people say, I read the Bible, I don't understand it. Because you don't know how to rightly divert and divide the word of God as approved, like the Bible says. All right? You know, many people don't understand this. And I never did either until I had much time when I was sitting in a prison cell. And I studied the Bible. You see, it's hard for people today to read the Bible because we have so much. We got the internet. We got TV. We got our cell phones ringing. You know, we got a job. We got bills to pay. We got to do this. We got to do that. Isn't that interesting? How Satan has worked around the world to pull us away from the Word of God. We always talk about 200 years ago, 300 years ago, how good times were, how good people were. You want to know why? Because they didn't have the internet. They didn't have cell phones. They weren't changing oil in their cars. They were farming the fields, working the fields, tilling the land, milking cows, working God, doing right. Okay? They weren't worried about a text message coming on their phone. Prayer in schools. Look what happened to our educational system when we removed prayer from schools. Yeah, I challenge any of you to look up the stats on schools and the educational system. Since prayer has been removed from our educational system in public standards, in public schools, what has happened to our public schools since prayer has been removed? They have gone downhill so bad. Just look up the stats. Look it up. The proof is there. Don't worry about your selfie on Facebook. Stop just look it up. But I want to get to a caller. He's been on hold. And this is what my show is about, folks, before I get to the caller. You are the show. I'm just here as a host. I'm here to talk, give a little introduction. And when I see a caller, it stings me because I know you have something to say. It's your show. And that brings me to, real quick, I just want to take a couple minutes, if people don't mind. I mean, with all due respect, my old friend, the captain, here I've been removed from his sports show. I've been kicked off, banished. Even his co-hosts have disagreed with his decision. Because the captain had a show last week with Raquel, okay, a woman who has a big mouth, okay, and I was on her show a couple times. And, oh, she loved it when I came on and brought listeners on, yeah. But apparently offended her because I caught her double talking. She was double talking, okay? And I caught her in several different lies, and I pointed it out to the captain. And you see, he was giggling and laughing. And like, because, you know, he's a middle-aged man that sees I don't know if he thinks she's good-looking or not. She's not my type, I'll tell you that right now. But, hey, every guy has his own, preference about a woman. But it sounded like he was, you know, giggling and laughing about, you know, with her. You know, hee-hee-hee. Everything he said, he sounded like a eighth grader, you know. Like, whatever you say is so true. Well, anyway, I typed into the chat room, you know, I disagree. Hang on here. I got someone in the chat room here. Jason Gibson, my brother here, who I've asked to call in. Skype clicked. Call isn't working. Well, I'm sorry, Jason. You are in the chat room, though. But just call in, 657-383-0616, and I'll get you on. But anyway, back to the captain. I've been banished from his show. And I'm going to ask all my supporters not to support him any longer. He insulted me. And we'll get into that maybe the next show because I've already had a long introduction. I need to get to my callers. But I just want to say what happened. I've been kicked off his sports show, and I spoke to his co-hosts, and they're actually very upset about it. And they think the captain is being silly about this. You know, you're a middle-aged man, Cap. You know, grow up. You know, Raquel isn't going to give you the time of day, okay? She's playing you like a fiddle, like a lot of women do. She's using you to be on your show because so she don't have to pay the blog talk fees, okay? All right, anyway, we'll maybe talk about this a little maybe a later day. But I want to get to Mike. He's been holding for a long time, and I don't want to get off subject here. Mike, go ahead. You're live on Blog Talk Radio. Mike, from the state of Wisconsin, a supporter of the program. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. Good evening. All I want to say is, when we had our show the other night, of course, Dr. Ventura's take on things is really black and white. It's this way or that way because that's the way the Bible says. And just like you were saying at the beginning of your show, you know, my twin brother you know, sits at the end of my bed. Well, I don't see him. I just feel the impression of him sitting there. And so does my wife when he sits on the bottom side of her bed. But I don't see it. I don't see any ghostly or impression of him at all. You know, and what I'm trying to say is there's all kinds of things that go on in this world. You know, you don't believe in spirits, but what about Archangel Michael? You know, what about, you know, Archangel Raphael? You know, what about, you know, things like that that go on in the world? You know, I know the Catholic religion is basically, I don't know what you want to call it, the religion, because they're the biggest, they're the most powerful. But this is astrology. And she does it in a positive way, you know. Now, if she was using the Ouija board, I would have to disagree that she's doing it in a positive way, but she doesn't. She won't even have that thing in her house, and I'm really glad, because that thing is pure, I don't know what you want to call it, evil, sardonic, or whatever, but it's not good.
Well, Mike, let me ask you a question. What do you mean practicing astrology in a positive way? What do you mean? How in a positive way? I don't understand. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, she you know, she gets people's information, and then, you know, tells them what's happening in the in the global things. You know, we're Mars and where this place. And I don't know astrology, so I'm kind of talking out of my hat. But you know, she'll tell you about, you know, this is in that and that is in this, and you know, it looks like, you know, maybe troubled times will be coming.
And to the other callers, to the other callers, I promise you will get on. Just let Mike finish his point, okay? But go ahead, Mike.
But, you know, like I'm trying to say, she does it, in my opinion, in a good, positive way. She's not telling people that, you know, they're going to do bad things or bad things are going to, you know, it's going to happen to them, you know.
But if she's predicting the future, Mike, if she's foretelling things that are happening, that's sorcery. That's what the Bible, you know. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, I'm relating on what you're saying, but go ahead.
You're wrong, because that's the way you feel. She's not predicting anything. She's looking at charts and graphs and things that scientists and everything.
But the Bible says the word is the word, and the word is the only thing that you're to rely on, the word of God. And that's, and you know, you're not supposed to look to the stars. You're not supposed to look to Leo and Sagittarius, you know. And yeah, if she's doing it in a positive way, that's all well and fine, you know. I could say I go rob a bank around the corner and give the money to the poor. Is that a positive? Yes. But it's wrong. I'm breaking the law. And you're breaking the law of God when you look to other things other than the word. But go ahead, Mike. I'm just giving you biblical. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just telling you what the Bible says.
That's what I said in the beginning, you know, with Dr. Ventura. It's black and white. And it's sort of that way now with you. It's black and white. You know,
Mike, it is black and white. There's no in between. There's a right and a wrong, brother.
That's your opinion. You know, the Bible.
But no, but there's you're right. No, it's fact. There's no opinion here. You know,
how can you prove it's fact? Have you seen Jesus Christ? Have you seen God? No, you haven't.
Have you seen the stars? Have you seen the stars? Do you know Leo? Do you know Sagittarius? Do you know what Jeannie saw?
I bet you my sister can look up in the sky and tell you which is which and what is what. I can't, because I never studied that.
You're right. She could, but that's her opinion. What if I disagree with her and say, no, I say the stars say something different? How can she prove her fact?
That's right. Well, then we're going to go with against wit. You give me why you say this says that, and then I'll give you my reference, okay? But what I'm trying to say is you got to keep an open mind to the subject that we're talking about. You know, just because, you know, somebody might do astrology, in my opinion, that's not a sorcery. You know, and
well, according to the Bible, it is. According to the Bible, so is the Bible the word of God to you, or is it not? According to the Bible, it is. And this is an interesting subject. This is a very productive subject here, and I think next week. I mean, I don't know if Jeannie will ever come back on, but Thursday I'd like to get Dr. Ventura on. And you brought up, Mike, a lot of interesting opinions here tonight. And we need to know the facts because, like I told you in the beginning, I mean, won't you agree, Mike, that there's no in-between. There's a right and a wrong. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I guess it all depends. I don't know, Joe. It all depends on what you're talking about. I mean, you know,
We're talking about God. We're talking about the Word of God, Mike. Is the Word of God fact? Is the Word of God fact and what we should live by? That's an interesting question.
I don't 100% know because I'm reading it out of a book that was reproduced 7 times in different languages, and it's just like if you went into a classroom and whispered in the kid in the back's ear that the sky is blue. I bet you when you get over to the other side, the message won't be the sky is blue. The message is going to be something off different than the sky is blue. And that's because
this is a setup for another show. You're absolutely correct. The questions you're asking are questions I asked at one time. Okay? Awesome. I'm not criticizing you at all for asking these questions. You're absolutely right. But, Mike, stay on the line. I want to get to the other callers. We got two more here. Area code 336-817. Go ahead.
Oh, tell everybody my number.
Well, I have to give the first digits, you know, so you know who you are because there's several other people on the line that want to get on, too. But go ahead. I know who you are. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just calling in and let you know I was listening. And I don't have no thoughts about what y'all are talking about. I mean, I agree with Mike that, you know, if even Ventura's words the other night it was reproduced first time 50 years after it was originally written. You can reproduce something 10 minutes after something's written, still can't get it right. So, I mean, you know, how can you believe anything like that?
Well, he can explain it to you. He can explain it to you. I'm sure he could. And that's why Thursday we're going to do a show. Listen, it's historical, doctrinal, and inspirational. And if you apply those three facts to anything you learn in life, it will come true. Like I told you, when you pop the car hood of your car, Jason, what do you have? You have a battery that starts your car. There's a positive and a negative. There's no in-between. Okay.
We're not talking electricity. We're talking something that's been going on now for 2,000 years that people are believing in. You know, back then, 2,000 years ago, only one out of every 100 people This guy had many people following him around writing what he was saying. And, you know, it's just.
Jason, explain how 400 prophecies have been fulfilled. Explain how a book that was written.
I'll tell you, I can sit down right now with a piece of paper and I can write 1,000 things that are going to happen. Sooner or later, some are going to happen. Does that make me Jesus?
Not true.
That's the same thing with Nostradamus. They predicted all these things to happen. Of course, if you sit down every night of your life and predict something, sooner or later, stuff's going to start happening. Does it mean it's the end of the world?
You know what? We got time. Listen, we got 55 minutes. I got another caller on the line. I want to get Dr. Go ahead.
Your Skype click to call isn't working, so I had to call in on the darn cell phone again.
Well, I'm sorry why the direct connect isn't working. That's not my fault. That's Blog Talk Radio. But I understand what you're saying, though, and I appreciate you telling me that, and I'll complain to Blog Talk Radio why it's not working. But Before I venture off, and I hope everybody stays on the line, and I really want to schedule something for Thursday because this is an important topic. Look, we're all going to die, folks. Don't you know where you want to know where you're going to go? You're not going to go to an airplane. You're not going to be on a different plane. You're not going to go here. You're not going to be a pig when you come back. You're not going to be a mouse.
How do you know? How do you know you're going to go
heaven
anywhere?
Or hell? You're going to heaven or hell.
How do you know you're
going
to go anywhere? How do you know you're going to go anywhere? Has anybody ever come back and said, this is what happens?
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. Prophecy. Yes, they have. And Dr. Ventura will explain that. Okay?
Okay.
But yes, it can be explained. And I also have told you about my near-death experience. Okay? You will
that
go
has
someplace.
Nothing to do with the Bible.
Sure it does.
Yeah, you go someplace.
It tells me I'm going someplace. I'm going someplace, and it's either good or bad. Did I go to hell and come back? No.
Okay. Well, the Bible is so. If the Bible is the rule of thumb. What about these other ones out there, like the Quran and all these other ones? They believe something totally different. So who's to say the Bible?
Good question.
Over all these other
awesome
ones?
Question. Awesome question for a pastor. Very good question. I'm not going to get into it, but that is an awesome question. Those are questions I've asked.
Then you're going to have to get a prophet out here or something like that to counteract what
I'm going to get someone who has spent his entire life studying these things. Now, maybe you've looked into them, but you have not studied them. Now, listen, you're an expert in a certain field. Hang on. Let me finish. You're an expert in certain fields. You have a job that you're an expert in. Well, this individual I'm going to have on, Dr. Ventura, is an expert in this field. Now, can he argue with you about computers or the field you are in? No. He's ignorant to that. So why would you argue with him about the field he is an expert in? Because of what the world has
arguing.
Told
I'm
you?
I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing.
I understand. Maybe I placed the words differently. Okay, I understand what you're saying. You're not arguing. You're right. But
could he
question you and your field? No. He looks like an idiot. And,
of course
and,
he could.
What
you
he's
know what?
Doing is being kind to you.
You know what the difference is? I could ask him a question, and all he could do is preach what this book says, and nobody knows whether it's true or not. He could ask me a question, and I could put
these
two words
together. Oh, we know it's true. He can prove it to you. It's true.
You're preaching.
He can prove it. He can prove it's true. Trust me. He can.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, next caller, and then I'm going to call Dr. Ventura, and maybe he'll have a couple minutes for us. Next caller, Bit Banker from Meriden, Connecticut. Go ahead.
Good evening. Good evening, Jason, Mike,
good evening.
Joe. You know, we don't know what we don't know. And let's go to astrology. Astrology is not sorcery. As I put in the chat, sorcery makes the use of supernatural powers. If I take a gun, put a bullet in it, point it at my foot and pull the trigger, it's kind of a known fact on what's going to happen. And the same holds true with astrology. You get Saturn on the cusp of Mars and going around Uranus or whatever. You can put the facts together and try to figure out what's going to happen. So it's the study of the planets. We've relied on stars at the beginning of time. Supposedly God put those stars in the sky. The sailors use those stars to guide their boats around the oceans and so on and so forth. Do I believe in God? Yes. Do I believe in a higher power? Yes. Do I sit down and pray every night? No. Have I read the Bible? No. But like you said, Joe, in the beginning, religion could make or break friendships, and so can politics. As far as the show with Raquel and the captain, I don't know really what happened there. I was listening to the show, and I have a right to my opinion, and this is my opinion. I had to turn the show off. She was spit and sputtering over her words. She was going along saying how she liked liberals or whatever, or didn't like liberals, or liked conservatives, or didn't like conservatives, and didn't like this one, and didn't like that one, and on, and spitting and sputtering. But then again, we like everybody, and we're friendly here. And you know what? I just couldn't take
Good
it
point.
Anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who she is, and I give her all the credit in the world for trying, and I wish her good luck, and I wish the captain good luck, too, and I don't think the captain should lose friendships over a radio talk show. And as far as...
I agree.
I think Jeannie did a good job. She may have been nervous. She may have been completely unprepared, relying on the knowledge she had between her ears, not knowing what she was getting into.
She got her feet wet, like Mike said, Joe. She got her feet wet. Mike said a great thing. She got her feet wet, you know, and that's key.
I didn't hear that from Mike because my phone hung up and I had a call back in and then I got a busy signal and then it wouldn't work.
We spoke about that privately.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just telling you what happened with my phone. But everybody believes what they believe, and you're going to have a hard time convincing them otherwise. And some people believe in the Bible. Some people don't believe in the Bible. Some people believe that there is a God, and they would like to read the Bible. Because you don't know what you don't know. And you know what? We don't know a hell of a lot. As a matter of fact, we don't know more than what we know as mankind. So we're very stupid as far as anything is concerned. I'll let it go with that.
I'm going to call Dr. Ventura and see if I can get a hold of him. I'm going to call Dr. Ventura. Keep everybody on the line, and I'm going to ask him a question. Everyone should jump in, but just hang on. Stay silent, please, if you don't mind. Everybody that's on the queue, please. And we'll see if we can get a hold of them. If not, I'll schedule this show for next Thursday. Hopefully I can get a hold of them here. Maybe not. I thought I had him. All right. We might not get him. He does pastor a church. So maybe this isn't a good night. And it is Sunday, but it's 3 hours. He's 3 hours behind us.
And I need to make a prediction.
Call failed or was not answered. Okay. Hang on. Maybe I dialed the wrong number by accident. If everyone could be patient, please. Just be patient for another 2 minutes, please. I'll try him one more time. He may call back and call in. All right, let's try it again. One time. If not, I'm going to schedule the show for Thursday, and he's going to answer everybody's questions. I hope. And I got some noise in the background here myself, so I apologize for that. But hopefully I can get him on here.
I'd like to make a prediction for you.
Yeah, okay. Be patient, everybody, and the guests in the chat room. I appreciate it. He could be conducting a service right now. Usually he answers when I call. I'm going to go ahead and cancel the call, I guess. He's not going to answer, I don't think.
The point, Joe, is call failed. You can get him on the show, but I want other people's point of views, too. I don't want just his point of view.
Jason, the point of it is we want someone who's an expert, who's studied this topic. You want answers. You want to know why the Bible is true, correct?
Why not somebody that believes the Bible is true? An expert on that. Why not get a Scientologist or someone who believes in otherwise to please
go? He's going to give you both. Well, you're telling us the Bible isn't true, aren't you?
I'm saying it's a good book to live by, but I'm not saying I'm going to sit down and read it and live. I mean, and believe in every word it says either.
Why not? Tell me why.
Because I live a life of common sense, and I try to do the right damn thing anyway. I don't need a book to tell me what to do.
Common sense. You try to do the right thing. And that's all well and fine. But God gives you instructions on how you should live. You said the Bible's a good book to live by, but yet you're double-talking, just like Raquel
did.
No, it's not double-talking.
Mary had a little lamb is a good story, and what she does with her lamb is good. But it doesn't mean I'm going to do the same thing with a lamb.
But what did you say? You just said you want to live by what the Bible says, didn't you?
No, I
you
said
you going to live by the Bible or
book.
Not?
It's a good book for good morals.
It's a good book. It's a good book.
To follow somebody, it gives good morals of life and how to live your life and everything else. But that's, it's common
so
sense.
So do you
want to
follow it or not? There's no in between,
I
James.
I probably follow it and don't even know it because I'm not reading a book that talks in tongues through half the damn time. You know, I've never read it.
Jason, the Bible is sixth grade English. If you can't understand it, then you got problems. Yes, it is.
Sixth grade. People didn't talk like that back then, let alone write like how the Bible reads either. I mean, I read.
How do they write like?
But just open the book up. They write like we do right now, minus a few words that we've added in our language. Well, in fact, it wasn't even written in our language. So how do we know?
Can I ask you one question? Have you ever accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and believe that He died and rose again for your sins that you will commit throughout your life and that you have committed? Have you ever done that?
I've been saved.
I went and got baptized
and everything else. Am I going to church?
What do you mean you
went and
got baptized?
No.
How did you get baptized? Tell me. How?
Heck, I don't think I was 10 years old. I can't remember what I ate for breakfast this morning. You want me to remember
They sprinkled water on you? You need to be submerged to be baptized, Jason. You need to be submerged like the Bible instructs you to be. You can't sprinkle water on you. That's the Catholic Church talking right there. The Catholic Church, okay?
That's more Christians
than any other war in the history of the globe, okay? You see, I've studied this. Now, again, my original question, I'm asking you live on the air in front of family and many other people that I don't know who they are. Do you believe the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and rose again and died for your sins? Do you believe that in your heart?
There is no yes or no to that because I don't know.
Yes, there is. Yes. Oh, yes, there is.
Because I don't know. And I'm not going to spend my whole life.
You don't know. Okay.
That's an honest answer.
You're not sure. Okay.
I mean, you know.
Okay. Hey,
that's an honest answer,
what you just said. I don't know. Okay.
My son got saved about 3 months ago. He went to church, got saved. They submerged him in the water, did all that stuff, the pull all the way down. If he wants to go to church and do all that, that's fine, but it's not for me.
Okay, that's fine. So you don't know. So right now, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, according to what I understand, what Jason said, if he was to die right now, according to the Bible, he's not going to heaven.
According to the Bible, forgives all sins and everything else.
You don't believe in Jesus. You just said you don't know.
But
you said you don't know if you believe in Jesus or not. There's no in between. Either you do or don't.
No. When you go gambling at the casino, you know if you're going
to
win.
I'm sorry to break it to you. Yes. You know?
No.
And I hope after this radio show tonight, you really, really have a conversation with yourself and find out what you believe in life. And I just you just said you don't know if you believe Jesus rose and died for you, for your sin.
Right. I wasn't
you
around.
Just said that.
Yeah, but you know,
you don't
know what's in a man's heart or what's in a man's soul. All you hear is what's coming out of his
mouth. No, Bitbanker. Hang on, Bitbanker. The Bible explicitly says you must confess with your mouth and believe it in your heart at the same time. And Jason just said this on a live radio show. He's not sure.
But I don't know.
He's not sure.
He doesn't know,
well,
which is fine.
He very well may be intimidated by the demons, and he's saying the wrong thing. Right.
Hang on. I got a special guest here. Elizabeth Rondo wants to check in. She don't check in very much. And I got Joe in Florida also who wants to check in. But I will get you. Hang on, Doc. Callers, hang on. We got to give everyone a chance. And we still got 39 minutes. Elizabeth Rondo, I'm connecting you first. Go ahead.
Joe, everything you said is right. Everything they're talking about is wrong. They're saying that, in other words, the Bible isn't what it's supposed to be. Everything in the Bible is true, and that comes right out of the Lord's mouth, not out of the people's mouth. They put all the words in. This is not Catholic. This is Christianity. This is how you're supposed to believe. You're not a real Christian if you don't believe all of this.
Amen. And Elizabeth Rondo, who's somebody who's lived a long life.
I read the Bible twice already, and I know everything I read. I'd like to show you my Bible, what it looks like.
Your sister was a devout Christian. Your sister actually saved me. So
yes.
People
she
don't understand.
She saved me too. Yes.
Amen. Well, actually, the Lord Jesus saved us, but they brought us to the Lord Jesus.
That's right. And Jason, this is for Jason. Don't you remember when you had like, I don't know, not nightmares, but you couldn't sleep, and there was something in your house? This was on Church Street, and Auntie Helen came.
I remember exactly what you're talking about. I already know what you're going to say, too.
Don't interrupt her, Jason. Let her finish, please.
And she got all of those demons out of the house, and you were all right.
Yes, but I'm not saying there isn't a God. I'm not saying Jesus didn't do this, Jesus didn't do that. I'm saying I don't know. Therefore, I'm not going to sit there and live, you know, going to church three times a week and all this other stuff.
You don't have to go to church. You can sit right in your house, and you can talk to the Lord right in your house in your chair.
That's right, Elizabeth Rondo. Key point. You don't have to go to church, Jason. You don't have to give money to a preacher. You can sit in your bedroom by yourself.
You can talk to him anytime.
That's right. It's free of charge, the Word of God. But anyway, I got Joe in Sebastian, Florida. And listen, we're going to have a lot of people on the line tonight. So watch your background noise. There's people in the chat room. They're all important. And everyone's opinion is important, please. But Joe in Sebastian, Florida, please. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the program.
Hello, everyone. I'm going with everybody that cited in that the Bible is well, they change it so many times, you know. If it was underwear, they'd be changing it every day. So, but anyhow, Joe, I have a question for you. Okay. Now I cite in with everybody else. Why did you get stabbed? Tell us.
Why did I get stabbed? Because I was living a filthy, ungodly lifestyle. That's why.
Now tell us about the two men that entered the room and brought you in there when you were up in prison.
No, that was in Meriden, Connecticut on State Street, Joe, where a man held a gun to my head, pulled the trigger, and the gun backfired.
No, they were state police. The two of them came in talking to you.
Okay, go ahead. What do you want to know about the state police that were talking to me, Joe?
Well, you want to tell the truth. You want to do everything that's right. Tell us about those two guys that come in and wanted you to do something.
they wanted me to sign a statement on the individual that sliced my throat. However, I told them, I will not sign a statement. I don't want to be a part of the corrupt court system, Joe. We will handle this in a different way. And I did. I filed a federal lawsuit, which I lost. That's what happened there, Joe. I mean,
okay.
I don't understand your real, I'm telling you the truth.
If you make a statement, I won't say anything about it. But, you see, the Bible was first put together by a person living in Iran, okay? I forget his name right now. It's been many, many years. And, people in that time, they sacrificed a little baby goat to God. That's what that's how they wanted to get what they had to get. Now, to kill a goat is like me killing a dog. I can't kill a dog anymore. I couldn't. I done it when I was young, and my father yelled at me and made me bury it. And I love animals right now, and that's what happened to me. Okay? Now, when you come up to the people saying they can't answer, I can't answer. When Jeannie came into the show, you're doing her a disservice, really, by butting in on her. Right now, saying she's not, he's telling her off.
No, Joe, you're wrong. I told her in the beginning.
No. I'll speak. Now, when she went ahead and done what she had to do to bring in an expert, okay, an expert in his line of Bible, which is theory, okay, the Bible is theory. That's all it is. I take the Bible when Jehovah's Witness comes to my house and they start quoting the Bible to me. I get up, I take the Bible away from them, and I says, "Now you tell me exactly what you wanted to say." And three out of four can't. Okay, that's the whole story. Now,
Joe, may
that's
I,
what
may
I
interrupt
have to say
now?
Right now.
All right, Joe, thank you.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
You've been doing well at that. Go ahead.
All right, Joe. Well, Joe, you're a good one to talk. Someone who has betrayed their own family, okay?
No.
You know, and you want
to
get into that tonight,
right.
Joe?
We're not going to.
You
want to
get into that tonight, Joe?
No, I want to make
my prediction. Want to get into it.
Hey,
go
we're
ahead.
Getting way off
That's
topic
ridiculous.
Here.
Yeah, we're getting way off topic, but we have written proof what Joe has done throughout the years. Joe, I've been very kind to you.
All right.
Joe, I've been very kind to
you
and giving you an open platform.
He's only stating his opinion, and you should leave things alone is what you should do.
That's what I'll do then. I'll leave it alone. Let's bury the truth, BitBanker. Let's bury the truth. Let's bury the truth.
You
showed me, BitBanker.
You can't bury the truth, but there's no sense rehashing everything because there will be
no
positive outcome.
No. I'm being called out. I'm being called out for what I'm doing. Why can't I call anybody out? Why is everyone attacking me now?
Well, you got the biggest mouth on the telephone.
It's my show, Joe. It's my show. You know, I
didn't
hear the floor.
Okay.
He's voicing his opinion. Joe's voicing his opinion about the Bible and what he does when people come up and they're to him. That it's theory. And in actuality, unless you've experienced something that can make you believe it, it is theory. I mean, everything is theory until proven otherwise. And his whole idea was basically it's theory. I mean, you got to understand that. And it's a different point of view.
But you say the Bible's theory, and I'm disagreeing with everyone. And everyone's attacking me because of that.
No.
The Bible isn't theory. It's fact.
That's fine you disagree and you think it's fact, but everyone doesn't think that way, and you can't force them into it.
That's your opinion.
No,
I'm not trying to force anyone into it.
I say he's right.
Okay.
Well,
thank you, Joe.
Okay.
All I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give a doctrinal perspective to the program. We're talking about witchcraft, stars, and we're giving a biblical perspective. And I got a bunch of people in the chat room that are chatting, and I apologize that I can't get you in there either because we got a lot of people on the phone line. And Joe and Sebastian Florida, you know you're a supporter of this program. I give you your due respect. But for you to criticize me saying I'm interrupting you, I'm the host. I got to ask questions, man. I got to ask questions. Doesn't everyone agree? I mean, I can't let everyone take over the program.
You reach a point. You see what I mean? You're making speeches right now. You're not asking a question with a question mark at the end. What you're doing is you're making a speech. Now, go ahead, Joe.
I understand,
Joe. Talk.
Well, you're right. I'm making a speech, but the go ahead. Everyone else, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
I want to talk about astrology and what Jeannie was doing as it relates to what we're talking about tonight.
I think she's done well, Joe.
Yeah, the study of the planets. She was probably nervous. She was unprepared. She got her feet wet. We'll give her a chance. She'll find out what it's all about.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
You know, you've been studying the planets for thousands of years. You know, you got Mars conjunct Saturn. You know, you're the type of person that holds yourself back and everything. It's because they've studied this for thousands of years. And that's how they come across these things. And this is what man has written down in word. Do you believe every horoscope you read? You know, I'll be a rich man and I'll be living forever if I did. So it's the same thing. My prediction is this, and I can make predictions just like anyone else. Now, Skype's not working tonight. It's probably going to work on Thursday.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a prediction. And you know, I'd like to bring Jeannie back on the program. Jeannie, don't you all remember? What did I say? Jeannie was a guest. But what did Jeannie do when she was on the program? I want to hear from everyone else. That's what I did. I let everyone else call in.
You bring Ventura on here.
We don't need a Dr. Ventura.
But that's what she said.
I got all kinds of knowledge there, and you're wrong. You know?
I'm
got all kinds of knowledge, and you're wrong. I didn't say you're wrong. He said my Jeannie is wrong. So Jeannie is talking theory the same way the doctor is talking theory. Okay? Except he says he got a piece of paper that says that he's not.
Okay.
That's all he's doing.
Okay, I agree with you, Joe. You're right. They both gave their theory, but Dr. Ventura he wants to give historical facts. What's wrong with that? He wants to give facts that we can all research.
Historical facts? Yeah, part of it is historical, but he doesn't come out and say the things that are detrimental to his belief.
To his argument.
Joe and Sebastian Florida, I got to ask you a question. You don't believe in God, Joe? You don't believe in God?
I believe in a supreme being.
There you go. Yeah.
So you don't believe the Lord Jesus? Hang on, Pit Banker. Hang on. So you don't believe the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior?
You got this type of religion so far into your mind.
I'm asking you a question, Joe. That's all I'm doing. I'm asking you a question. Do you believe the Lord Jesus is your Savior?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry for that. I really am.
I'm telling you the truth.
I'm sorry. You've done enough. You've done enough, Joe. And I apologize for you. I really do. You know, I know I bring you onto the program. I keep my word. For you to insult me in front of everybody in this family tonight is absolutely impeccable. And disrespectful. And Mike,
that's right.
Don't you
that's
dare
speak right.
up for your father, Mike.
Joey,
Go ahead, Mike. The floor is yours.
We're going too far off topic. We're supposed to be talking about basically what ghosts and astrology and things like that are. and why some of us believe in it and why some of us don't. I don't think the Bible is the number one thing to for everybody to believe in, because everybody has their own mind. Faith takes a lot in what we do, okay? You can stand out inside of a bank and look at it. You can decide, I'm going to walk by it or I'm going to rob it. That is your decision. Well, same thing with the Bible. That doesn't mean I'm a bad person.
I've got Dr. Ventura on. I've got Dr. Ventura on. Let's give him a chance to defend himself. Don't you think that's fair? Dr. Ventura, you're live on the air.
I want to know, first of all,
if you're
talking facts.
Hang on. Dr. Ventura is here to defend himself. I'll mute everybody, and you can hang up. I don't care. But Dr. Ventura has a right to defend himself here tonight. Dr. Ventura,
that's
the
right.
Floor is yours.
Good evening. It's a very exciting program. It's
a heated topic, Dr. Ventura. Heated
very,
tonight. Heated.
Very passionate. And I don't know what the topic was. I was out and I saw your phone call and I said, well, let me call in. And I've been listening. I've been listening to the fella down there who says that I got a piece of paper. And he says that the Bible was written by somebody that's killing goats and those things. And I'm wondering, what's his authority for that thought?
Yeah. Where's he backing up?
I mean,
no answer, Joe.
It's
back to Florida.
What?
He just asked you a question. What?
I didn't say anything about a piece of paper.
You did. You said that I came on the program and I said that I have knowledge and everybody else is wrong and I'm right and it's because I have a piece of paper and I never and
that's
one
right.
thing you said.
That's
the other
right.
thing you said.
Well, I mentioned
the other
that
thing
you were
you said,
issued. Okay. Sorry about that.
Let me finish my statement. The other.
Can Peter finish, Joe? Can Peter finish, please?
The other statement was that you said that the Bible was written by some Arab who in Iran, who was killing goats. And you know, historically, doctrinally, archaeologically, none of what you're saying is true. All of what you're saying is something that you've either made up or you heard somewhere, because it's certainly not historical and it's not true. And the faith in Christianity is my faith in Christ and my faith in the Bible is not based upon non-evidence. It's based upon the evidence. You see, I have evidence. It's not a blind faith. I wouldn't believe anything without evidence. And so I give you, when I come on the program, I give you the facts of evidence, not some theories. I'm giving you facts that are backed up by evidence. And so to say that I'm not is a misstatement. It's an assassination of my character, which is untrue. And I never came on with a superiority complex or a superiority attitude. I was asked to come on to the program and give what I believed as a biblical perspective of that topic, and that's exactly what I did. And whether you agree with it or you don't, it doesn't matter. Merely because you think something's true doesn't make it true. There has to be facts and evidence behind it. And I explained during the program of the evidence of manuscripts for the Bible that there were no manuscripts, secular manuscripts, that were closer to the original manuscripts, and they were Syrian. They were not Arabian. And
accept this manuscripts, Peter. Tell them why the Bible is the true word of God. Tell them that. Let's not analyze last week's program or tonight.
There are manuscripts that are available. They're extant. They are available today that date back to 50 A.D. Okay? It's a fragment called the Rylus Papyrus. There are other whole books that are within 100 to 150 years. There is no secular books of religious nature that are closer than the Bible, than to the original manuscripts. Pliny Secundus and all the historians and Homer and the Odyssey, and nobody even knows if Homer was a real person, Iliad. And so when we look at those manuscripts, the earliest manuscript to the originals within 700 to 1300, and most of them are copies of fragments and or copies of copies. And so evidence-wise, manuscript-wise, there is more evidence for the Bible in the King James Bible. Now, I'm not talking about these frauds that came out later, because there's no
Peter,
copyright.
Peter, I don't think they understand what you're saying. You need to put it in a little more layman terms, in my opinion. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm talking about the manuscripts for books. There are books that are in the world that are studied in universities and colleges and around the world and read in homes and like Homer's Odyssey, Pundus, all these other books that people have studied, the Iliad that they've heard of, all these books that the Roman historians have written. And there is nothing closer to the manuscripts that appear in your King James 1611 Bible, is what I'm saying, to the original.
They're questioning that, is the Lord Jesus Christ a Savior? Is he? And Joe in Sebastian, Florida, which saddens me, it saddens me, that he said he doesn't believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior. He doesn't believe and what do you say as a pastor? And Jason says he's unsure. You know, he doesn't know that the Lord Jesus is the God. God manifested himself in the flesh. They don't get this. They don't understand the Trinity, Peter. You're talking theological, you're talking educational, but these are babies. I'm not trying to insult anybody, but they're babies when it comes to the Bible. They don't get it. They don't get it, Peter. Help them, please. Help them.
First of all, you have to find out whether the Bible is a real document or it's not. That's the first and most important thing. Okay, you need to know that. But otherwise, you wouldn't believe it. But listen, if I wanted to communicate with an ant, I'd have to become an ant. God wanted to communicate with his creation, and he became a man. And that's how he created it. But when you study the Word of God, you discover that there are numerous and numerous prophecies which have already come true. That, in other words, for Jesus Christ not to be the Jesus Christ of the Bible as it was written 1,000 years before he was born, you'd have to fill, in order for him to be that Jesus that this book is talking about, you would have to fill the state of Texas with silver dollars, paint one red, and send somebody in there blindfolded to find it. Those are the odds. So historically, the evidence is for itself, proves itself. Josephus, the historian, he's a Jew. He records the life of Jesus Christ. So there is evidence for Jesus Christ. Now the question is Jesus Christ who he said he would be? Well, he proved that at his tomb. He put his body in that tomb. His body was placed in the tomb, and he left it to be guarded by his enemies. You see, all the Jews had to do was produce his body. If they had produced his body,
and that's all documented, right? And that's documented in Roman Catholicism, and that's documented in Roman law. Am I right, Peter? That's all documented for people to look up, correct?
It's documented in Jewish history. It's documented in Roman history. It's documented in Christian history.
Amen.
Okay. Now here's the thing. Okay. So if Jesus doesn't rise from that tomb, then what happens is he's not who he said he'd be. All the Jews had to do was go get his body, and they could have disproved Christianity. But he left his body in charge of Roman soldiers. The penalty for losing a prisoner was death. When they get to the tomb, it's open. He's gone. So what he said, he proved himself. So the historical, the archaeological, and the
Peter, a lot of people are saying in the chat room they don't want a lecture. You know, what is it they want? What do they want to prove
they want a lecture.
What Dr. Ventura is saying is true?
What I'm saying is I'm not giving them a lecture. I'm giving them facts. If they want to believe whatever they want, then go ahead. I mean, listen, you can look at the universe itself. None of these people that we're talking to that are in the chat room or listening to this program are so without knowledge. They don't walk down the street, number one, and see a watch in the sidewalk and say, look what grew out of the sidewalk. They say, hey, there's an intelligent designer behind this. So I look at the universe, and there's an intelligent designer behind the works of the universe. And astronomy is not astrology, by the way. There's a difference between astrology and astronomy. Astronomy is the study of the planets and the universe and the stars. That's astronomy. Astrology is a spiritual thing.
The main topic, Peter, was about what Jeannie talked about with the ghosts. That's how we got off topic in a way. Jeannie was talking about ghosts and And I started in saying that my Uncle Mike, his brother Russell, which, God bless him, died at birth. And I said, he's in heaven. He's not sitting at the end of your bed. He's in heaven. And this opened up a great hornet's nest of, well, the Bible's not true. And, you know, and I'm saddened at what Joe in Sebastian, Florida said, because, you know, he's older. He's been around. I respect him. I do. And he's a supporter of the show. But for him to say the Bible's a theory or not to believe in it, that bothers me. So, well, as a pastor, what do you have to say about what I just said? You know, and that's the main topic here tonight.
Well, there's two things I would say. Number one is you need to study that thing out and not just take it. You need to find out if it's really true or it's not. You know, Ivan Panin was a mathematician from Russia, and he sat down and he wanted to disprove the Bible. He was an atheist. So he started with Genesis 1:1, the first verse of the Bible. And he found so many combinations of the Hebrew number 7 within that verse that it would be like a 1 with a zillion 1s behind it. He said that there's no way possible that any human being could have written this and had that many combinations of 7 in one verse of the Bible. And that turned his faith to the Lord. He started to believe the Bible because he knew that no man could have written it. Now, what I would say to him about Jesus is there's only one answer. If you really want to know who Jesus Christ is and if he is really God, manifest in the flesh.
Well, I got people, hang on. People are typing in the chat room. They're saying there's no proof the Bible really exists.
First of all, if you want to know if Jesus Christ is the Lord, all you have to do is ask Jesus Christ to reveal himself to you, and he will. God's not trying to hide from anybody. He didn't make this complicated. He said, you put your faith in me, and I'll save you from your sins. And that's pretty simple, okay? Now, for your friends that are in the chat room that are saying that there's no evidence for the Bible, then tell them to explain the 5,240 manuscripts that prove the Bible that are within 50 years. No other manuscripts in the world are closer to the Bible, so how do you explain it? And then tell them what about the archaeological evidence alone. There's no place in the Bible that's been mentioned that hasn't been substantiated, whether it's a city, a town, a custom. They've all been being located as time went on, and it's all proving the Bible. You see? In the Louvre in Paris,
another person typed, Peter, Bitbanker typed, I thought we were talking about ghosts. Can you explain ghosts to these people that are on the line tonight? Explain them, please.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost. Listen,
yeah,
I'll explain what...
that's the only ghost, I know.
I want to explain what my understanding of ghosts are, okay? Ghosts are not apparitions of people who have died, okay? If you take the standpoint, this is it, and I'm not telling anybody they have to do anything, but this is my position, and I have to give that. This is what I believe. I believe the Bible. And the Bible says that when a person dies, they either go to heaven or they go to hell. There's nothing in between. And when the story was being recorded by one of the apostles of Jesus talking, he was talking to a rich man who was in hell and a beggar. And he used their names. It's not a parable. And he told him that there's no way that he could bring him any water or bring him any help because between heaven and hell, there's a gulf fixed and nobody's crossing it. So what you're dealing with from a biblical standpoint is you're not dealing with the people that you think you're dealing with. You're dealing with demonic forces and demonic spirits. That's my answer.
Okay. And I got a lot of people on the line. And we've got some minutes left. And I want to revert to Joe in Sebastian, Florida, who I respect. Hey, Joe, we had a heated conversation tonight. And look, you know, If we're going to divide ourselves by disagreeing on certain subjects, then you know what? We're really not family, and we really don't care about each other. But I hope that's not the point, you know, because there's nothing wrong with disagreeing. There's nothing wrong at all. That's how we learn from one another, and that's what this show is all about, folks. So Joe and Sebastian, Florida, so far, would you mind interacting with what Peter has to say? With all due respect, Joe in Sebastian, Florida, the question goes to you.
Well, okay, I can tell you something. Peter is definitely he does know the Bible, and I suppose if I would ask him something about my line of work, electricity, or I was a master electrician and I know electricity, I don't think he would know everything about it unless he had the training in it. I don't have the training in religion. I told all you people there quite some time ago how I was in Saudi Arabia and this person was fooling around with young girls. And he was going back and basically I asked, well, I don't know his name is God or Lucifer or who it is, but I used the term God. I said, God, if you know how to stop him, stop him. And he did. He broke both his legs going down the ramp on the boat. But I don't know. Okay? I don't know anything. You had everybody say that they don't know. Peter, the doctor, he knows what he was talking about. He didn't say it's theory. He didn't say anything. I have to say it's theory because I'm not that well versed in it. Okay? Now, I don't know. A supreme being, I like to say a supreme being because it cuts through all the jargon on there. I'm sure he got something to say about that. But all in all, the way it is, I don't know if I want to continue with this type of show and the constant interruptions that is going on. And this is the first time I've been talking on the telephone without somebody interrupting. And their volume is higher than everybody else's, so therefore he overrides everybody. But all in all, I have asked people about the Bible. Like I said before, I have taken the Bible out of their hands and say, now tell me, and they couldn't. And I don't know. I can't say everything about it because that's it. I can't remember the person's name that was supposed to have worked on the Bible, the original words on the Bible, many, many years ago. It got you know, bastardized along the way when somebody was reading it back to me that way. But that's how I feel about it, okay? A supreme being, yes, without the shadow of a doubt. But as you know, God, how come they don't kill the black when they want to, when a person, a Jew wants a favor now? How come they don't kill a goat? Because they decided they didn't want to. You know, the popes go ahead and do everything. That's all I've got to say, Joe. Out.
Well, I'll let you speak like you asked, so I hope you're happy about that. But we don't kill goats anymore. We're not under the law anymore. That was the Old Testament. And I'm sure Peter can explain that, but we're not going to have time for that. So, Peter, while I got you on the phone line, this has been a heated, and my family is on the line here tonight, and I got many people in the chat room, Steel Wolves. There was another one on there, too. He disappeared, but I got Jason. I got many guests. And Peter, on Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'd like you to prepare something where we can probably address this subject and beat it to a dead horse and really come to a conclusion. Because you heard, like you said, you jumped in. You know the emotion. I was losing control here. And thank God that you jumped in because I was losing control of the program. People were basically shutting me up. They didn't want to hear it no more.
No,
you know?
Opinions.
Yeah, I know. But we got 5 minutes left. Jason, 1 minute for you, and I want to go to Mike, then BitBanker. Please, without interruption, like Joe and Sebastian Porter likes. Jason, 1 minute, please.
What do you want me to say when I'm just sitting here listening?
Whatever you want to say. You got 1 minute. Come on.
What? Just that I'm open-minded about everything, and I just follow my basic rule of general common sense. Does that mean I'm wrong? No. Does that mean I have to believe in the Bible or the word of whoever? No. It just, that's the way I feel. I mean, after being alive for 41 years, I don't think you or Ventura or anybody else is going to change my mind. But does that mean
I'm not going to go? All right, you're 1 minute. You're 1 minute. You got your 1 minute's pretty much up, Jason. But
is there a
training?
Of course.
All right. Thank you, Jason. I hope you tune in Thursday because we're going to continue this subject. But go ahead, Mike. 1 minute. 1 minute, please. Come on. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm pretty upset about the way this program has gone. We did not come on here to talk about one thing only. And if you think the Bible is the only way to go, then that's okay with me. But that doesn't mean I think the same way. And, you know, if we came on here to talk about basically, you know, ghosts and energies and things
seconds,
of that.
30 seconds, brother. 30 seconds. Come on.
All right. Well, all I can say is good night.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I know. We're pressed for time. We're down to the last 3 minutes. And I want to give everyone the last word. Bitbanker, 30 seconds. 1 minute. Go ahead. Come on.
Hello?
No, oh, Bitbanker ain't connected. Here, I got to connect him. My fault. Bitbanker, 1 minute. Bitbanker, are you there? All right, Bitbanker's not there. So we got 3 minutes, 26. I'm trying to give everyone the last word here. Dr. Ventura, 1 minute.
One minute.
He says he's here. Bitbanker, hang on. Bitbanker, 1 minute. You're there. Come on. You're live, Bitbanker. Hello. All right. I don't know what he's doing. But anyway, I'll go ahead and mute him. All right, Peter, 1 minute. You're there. Go ahead. I did unmute you, Bitbanker, but time's running out. Go ahead. Dr. Ventura, 1 minute, please.
All right. I want to thank you for allowing me to come on the program. As always, I found it interesting. You're right. Your friends are right. Your listeners are right. It was a heated program. And I think people prefer less controversy, more facts. But you know what? I want to thank you all for participating. I mean, that's what it's about. And it can get heated. And Jason and the rest of you fellows there, thank you very much for your opinions. I respect it. And, you're entitled to that, certainly. Again, my answer to anybody is if you really want to know if Jesus is the Lord, just ask him. I'm sure he'll reveal himself to you. If he doesn't, then keep doing what you're doing. That's all I can tell you. But in the meantime, thank you for some things you said. I found some intelligent things said. Thank you, Joe, for allowing me just to be on the program. And I appreciate the opportunity to come on and listen to everybody's opinions and thoughts. And all of your opinions and all of your thoughts and all the things that you've said mean something to me. I just don't sweep them under the carpet and say, hey, you know, there's a bunch of angry people. And so I consider all the things that you've said, and I certainly appreciate
20 seconds,
it. And I hope
20
you all
seconds,
have a,
please.
And I hope you all have a good evening. God bless you, and I have you all in my prayers, and have a good night. Thank you,
Jason. All right, thanks, Dr. Ventura. No, Jason, he did get 1 minute, and that's the problem. People aren't paying attention. Bitbanker, you are unmuted. You got 1 minute. Bitbanker, you're unmuted. All right. I don't know what he's doing. And I got other people saying they wanted to get on, too. And I'm sorry. You know, it was a heated topic. Hey, I got to wrap it up. You know, I mean, I got 1 minute left. Joe and Sebastian Porter, thank you so much. Hey, we talked about a lot of things tonight that are important. You know, hey, we had a great show. You got to think about it. We aired out a lot of things. A lot of things. And the show is going to wrap up in about 30 seconds. And real quick, I want to say thanks, Joe in Sebastian, Florida, Mike out in Wisconsin, Steel Wolves, thank you for participating in the chat room. Everyone else for participating in the chat room. Jason, I hope you tune in on Thursday. We're going to follow up on this topic. It's an important topic. Maybe Jeannie will tune in. I doubt it. Elizabeth Rondo, thank you so much. And thank you to the many others who were on the line. Area code 419, area code 269, thank you so much. Area code 718, thank you. So many people. 10 seconds, we had a popular show tonight. Thank you. God bless all of you. And, hey, be safe. Tune in Thursday. It's going to be a great program. I already know. Good night, everybody.